Masechta Chulin, Daf Kuf, Lamed Aleph. If a king took wheat from someone, if he took it because of a debt, so the Baal HaBayis must now give Maaser from different grain. If the king Stam took it, illegally so to say, then the Baal HaBayis is Potter from giving Maaser. Here are the Matanais given to the Kayan which are called his property. Number 1, Truma. Number 2, Trumas Maaser, which is what the Levi gives from his Maaser. Number 3, Reishis Hagez, which is the first of the shearings of sheep. Number 4, the Matanis that we mentioned here, the Israel Lichayim and Keva. Number 5, Demai. Number 6, Bikurim. Number 7, Keren and Chaimish, which is what a Tzar pays if he ate Vishaygig. And these are the four gifts from fruit fields, which go to Aniyim. Number 1, Peret, which are the fallen fruits. Number 2, Eilus, which are the underdeveloped clusters of fruit. Number 3, Shikha, fruits which were forgotten. And number 4, Peah, the corners of the fields. Finally, these are the three gifts that one has to give regarding grains. Number 1, Leket, those which fell. Number 2, Shikha, those which were forgotten. And number 3, Peah, the corners of the fields. And in these cases, the Baal HaBayis cannot choose which ani to give to. In fact, even an ani is mechuyev to give these to other aniyim as well. However, Maaser ani, which is given during the seven-year cycle in years 3 and year 6, a Baal HaBayis can choose specifically which ani he wants to give his Maaser ani to. So if he has a friend who is an ani and he wants to give the Maaser to that friend, he can do that if he wants to. The Gemara says Truma goes to the Kayin. Maaser Rishon, however, is a machlekes. Rabbi Akiva says Maaser Rishon goes to the Levi, but Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah says it goes to the Kayin. Mareimar said the halacha is like Rav, that we don't take matanes from the Levi. And the halacha is like Reb Chisda, that if someone is a mazik, and is mazik the matanes, he's pater. Finally, Ula used to give matanes not only to the Kayin, but to the Kayhenes as well. Daf Kuf Lamed Beis. The halacha of matnais of Israel Chayayim and Keva applies even to animals which were illegally crossbred. The Mishnah. If a bechor of Yisrael got mixed up with 100 other animals, if we had 100 shechtim, and each of the 100 shechted a different animal, so they're all potter from matnas kahuna, since matnas kahuna does not apply to a bechor. So each can say that their animal may be a bechor. However, if one person shechts all the 100 animals, that only one animal is potter from matnas kahuna. If someone shechts for a kayin or a guy, then there is no matnas kahuna at all. Gemara. Why in the Reisha can't the kayin come and say, Mimanav shach? If the animal is a bechor, then it's all mine. And if it isn't a bechor, I get at least a matana, matnas kahuna. Our answer is it had a mum and got mixed up with other animals. Therefore, the same rules don't apply. If a kayin becomes a sheichet, for the first few weeks, he's potter from matanis. Later, he becomes chayef. If a kayin as a sheichet doesn't give matanis, he should be put into cherem. In fact, the butchers of Hutzal were put into cherem for 22 years for not giving matnas kahuna. The Gemara says the matanis should be divided so one kayin gets the zroya, one gets the lechayayim, and one gets the keva. Some say only two. Rabbi Yochanan says, if someone eats it before he takes off the matana, it's as if he ate tevel, i.e. something which is a grain, and if you didn't take off truma, it's tevel. But we don't paskin like this. Matanais are only eaten like royalty, in the fact that they are roasted and they're eaten with mustard, but they're not just stam eaten. Finally, a kayin must be familiar with all 15 of the avodis beis hamikdash, avodis like tnufa, zrika, etc. Some say if he isn't a baki, he gets no chelek from the kachim at all. Daf Kuf Lamed Gimel. The veins of a lechi, of a cheek, are ushered to be eaten because they contain dam. The Gemara says by the lechem haponim, after Shimon HaTzadik was nifter, there wasn't enough of the lechem haponim for everyone. So the balei taiva would grab a piece, and the tsnuim would hold back from taking it, since it was a chasaron, if the kohanim were greedy with their entitlements. The Rama in Rachayim Simenun Gimel, Sifchav Beis, cites the Tshuvas Binyamin Zev, Simen Kuf Samach Gimel, who deduces from this brisa that it's not proper for people to argue over doing a mitzvah. For example, who should be the Shliach Tzibor, who should get an aliyah, who should get Hag B'Galila, and so on. He also says that if a person aggressively seizes the Yomad, the Shliach Tzibor post, and davens without the consent of the Tzibor, then the Shul should not answer Amen, because his tefillah is considered an avera rather than a mitzvah. The Gemara brings Rabbi Yehuda Amar Rav, who teaches us that a Talmud who isn't Hagun, he'll end up in Gehenna. It's as if he throws stones to Aveda Zara. If a Baal Bayis is mishtatef with a kain, we must mark the part of the animal which belongs to the kain with a siman. Finally, there are 10 kachim which are only eaten in the Beis Hamikdash, for example, the Asham and the Chatas. There are 4 which can only be eaten in Yerushalayim, for example, Bikurim and the Bechor. And there are 10 which can be eaten in any of the Ari Yisrael, Pinyin HaBen, Truma, and Matnas Kahuna. Daf Kuf Lamed Daled. Is there such a thing as the possibility of Matnas Kahuna, which can be called stolen goods? This is a Machlokes. The Mishnah. If a guy had a para, and he then converted, so if the shechita happened before the geris, then there is no chiyav of matnas kahuna. If it's a suffik, then it's pater, since the bailam is the mochsak. So the kayan would have the burden of proof on him, since we say ha-maitzi mechavera olav haraya. Gemara. Why do we go lekula here, by suffik matnas kahuna, and by suffik leket to aniyim we go lechumra? My answer is, for Safik Isser we go Lechumra, by Safik Mammon we go Lekula. The Gemara asks, if there are no Aniyim or Kohanim in a certain town, what do we do? My answer is, by Truma, you must put it aside until the Kayin comes, because otherwise everything is Tevel. Mashen came by Leket for Aniyim, you're not Mechuyev to put it aside for Aniyim later on. The Kayin Gadol should be the greatest person in wisdom, wealth, and appearance. And if he isn't wealthy, his friend should give him money so he becomes wealthy. The next Mishnah. The Zeraya is the middle and upper part of the foreleg. The Shaik is a similar part. Rabbi Yehuda says it's just the middle part. And the Lechi is the lower part of the jawbone, including the tongue. Gemara. The Zeraya refers to the right foreleg, not the left. This is learned from the Gid HaNasha. The extra hay and Hazeraya teaches us that the Kayin gets the Zeraya in the schus of what Pinchas did with his right hand. As the pasuk says, Vayikach Raimach Biyadai. This marks the end of this perek. Daf Kuf Lamed Hei, Perek Yod Aleph, Reishis Hagez. The Mishnah. When a person shears his flock, he must give Reishis Hagez, the first part of the fleece that he cut off, to the Kayin. This halacha applies in Eretz Yisrael and in Chutz Laretz as well. It applies in the days of the Beis HaMikdash, as well as after the days of the Beis HaMikdash. But it is only Nayeg on Chulin, not Hektish. And it's Nayeg on sheep, Rechelus, not other animals. And it's only Nayeg b'meruba, meaning that it's only Nayeg if there are at least 2 sheep. Beis Hillel says it's only Nayeg if there's at least 5 sheep. And we must give the weight equivalent to 5 sloyim of silver in Yehuda, or 10 in Galil. And it has to be a shear that is big enough to make a small beged. If it was dyed with a color, so therefore there was now a shinoi, then there is no chiyav of reishis hagez. The Rush, by the way, says that the Yisrael who dyed the reishis hagez is potter only if he did so with the intention to steal it. However, if he dyed it without the intention to steal it, then he is not potter from the chiyav of reishis hagez. Finally, the Mishnah says, if it belongs to a guy, then it's potter from reishis hagez. Gemara, there is no halacha reishis hagez by kachim, since the pasuk in the Bar Mitzvah says tzayin cha, your tzayin. But if obviously belongs to hektish, then there is no chiyav of reishis hagez. If a Yehudi and a guy buy a field together b'shutfis, so the Yisrael has a chiyav to take off truma from his chalik. But how do you know which is his chalik? In order to make that work, you have to say yesh brera. Finally, even though by mezuzah it says beisecha, which is mashma, but the chiyav only applies to your house, not to a house belonging to shutfim, but since it also says laman yirbu yamechem vimei v'nechem, it's mashma that even plural owners have a chiyav of mezuzah. And beisecha we use for what Rabbah says, derech biyoscha, that you put the mezuzah on the side as you walk in, which since a person walks in with his right foot, the mezuzah therefore goes on the right doorpost. Daf Kuf Lamed Vav. Rabbi Yehuda says a 4-cornered beged, which a person borrows, is potter from tzitzis for 30 days, as the pasuk says kisus cha, but the talus of shutfin is chayev in tzitzis. If a Yisrael buys a field in Surya from a guy, so there is no chiyev meiser, because Surya does not have kedushas Eretz Yisrael. So if the grain was less than 1/3 grown, and it was bought then by Yisrael, then there is a chiyev meiser. But if it was more than one thorn grown, when it was in the Rishus of the guy, Rabbi Akiva says anything that grows after this has a chiyuv. The Chacham say, however, it's pater completely. By Truma, you can't be mafresh from one min to pater a different min. And the same halacha applies to Reishus Hages. For example, you can't take off from light animals to pater dark animals. Today we hold like the opinion of these three Zakenim. We hold like what Rabbi Loi said, that Reishus Hages only applies in Eretz Yisrael, not in Chutz Laretz. We hold like Rabbi Yehuda ben Becerra, who says that a Balkari can learn Torah before Tefillah. And finally, like Rabbi Yoshia, that the Isser of Klai HaKerem only applies if grape, wheat, and barley seeds are planted together. The Gemara says our mission is like Rabbi Shimon, who holds that Reishus Hages does not apply to Trefus. As the Pasuk of Mikra Chaf Zayin says, Kol Asher Yavar Tachas HaShavet. And since some Trefus cannot walk Tachas HaShavet because they're injured, this comes to include all treifas to say that anything which is a treifa is pater from the mitzvah of Reishus Hages. Daf Kuf Lamed Zayin. The wool used must be wool from a sheep, which is ra'i for the big day kahuna, and if the fleece is hard, it's pater from the mitzvah of Reishus Hages. There's a machlekes between Beis Hillel and Beis Shammai that we mentioned before, but if you need, whether you need at least two sheep or at least five sheep, to be mechuyev in the mitzvah of Reishus Hages. Rav and Shmuel say that the shear for Reishus Hages is 1/60. The shear for truma is also 1/60, and the shear for peah to leave over is also 1/60. However, in truma, if a person is generous, he should give 1/40, and if he's a benani, he gives 1/50. But the minimum shear midaraisa is 1/60. Shmuel says midaraisa by truma, really even less than 1/60 is okay. We say chita achas poiteres asakri. If a person even gives one kernel, then he actually fulfills the mitzvah. But midrabanan, the minimum shear is 1/60. The amount of wool must be enough to create a small beged, i.e. the avnet, the belts. But it doesn't have to be big enough to create a large beged, for example, the me'il. Since we say tafasta meruba le tafasta, tafasta mu'at tafasta. Finally, if someone has a field for grain, and on that field there are also a few trees, and he sells the trees with the fruit, so since the buyer doesn't own the field itself, he's mechuyev to give peah from each individual tree. This marks the end of this perek. Now let's begin the final perek, Perek Yud Beis, Shiluach HaKan. As background, the Torah in Perek Chaf Beis, Pasuk Vav in Devarim, Parshas Kiseitse, says, Ki yikare kan tzipor lefanecha baderech, b'chal eitz o al ha'aretz, efreichim o beitzim, v'aim revetes al ha'efreichim o al ha'beitzim, leisika ha'aim al ha'bonim. Shaleach t'shalach ha'aim, b'yas ha'bonim tikach loch, l'man yitav loch, v'arachta yamim. The Pasuk says that if a bird's nest happens to be before you on a road, or if it's in a tree or on the ground, and there are young birds or eggs, the mother is sitting on top of the young birds or the eggs, you shouldn't take the mother together with the young birds or the eggs, but you should rather send the mother away, and then you could take the young birds for yourself, and that will give you arichas yamim, and a good life. And the Mishnah says, the mitzvah of Shiluach HaKan, not taking a mother bird when it is sitting on top of baby birds, is na'ig in both Eretz Yisrael as well as Chutz Laretz, whether it is during the time of the Beis HaMikdash or afterwards, but it does not apply to birds of Hekdash. It only applies to birds of Chulin. Kisei Hadam has a Chumrah versus Shiluach HaKan, since Kisei Hadam applies to a Chaya as well, versus Shiluach HaKan, which only applies to an Eif. And by Kisei Hadam, it applies both to Mezuman, something which is in someone's rishus, as well as something which is out in public. Masha'en kein, Shiluach HaKan only applies in the wilds. Not. The Mishnah continues and says that an oif tame also does not have the mitzvah of Shiluach HaKan. And if an oif tame sits over beitzim tahirim, or vice versa, then there's also a patur. If an oif tahar, which is a male bird, however, sits on the beitzim, Rabbi Eliezer says, Chayev, the Chachamim say, Potter. The mitzvah of Shiluach HaKan really has no regular reason, because the mitzvah of Shiluach HaKan is considered a chayk, but the Zohar, which is brought in the Shalos and Shuvas of the Chavis Yair, Simin Samach Zayin, gives a Kabbalistic reason for the mitzvah of Shiluach HaKan. He says that when one sends away a mother bird and takes the young birds, it evokes feelings of compassion in the mother, who naturally takes pity on her young children. The mother bird's cry for Rachmanus arouses Hashem's attribute of compassion for his Bnei Yisrael and causes him therefore to take and to have Rachmanus on us. This is brought in Kuntres al-Hadaf. And the Gemara here says, Shiluach HaKan does not apply to Hekdesh, since the Pasuk says, Shaleach Tishalech Es Ha'em, i.e., you have to send it to Hefker. And Hekdesh, there's no such thing as sending it to Hefker, therefore it can't apply to Hekdesh. For this reason, an Oif Tahar, which killed someone, and as Chayav Misa, there is also no mitzvah of Shiluach HaKan, since you can't send it away, but rather must keep it. Daf Kuf Lamed Tes. If someone was makdish something for Hekdesh, and the item was stolen or lost, Rabbi Yechanan says that he must replace it. Reish Lakish says he's pater, since wherever it's in the Rishus of Bezdin already, one does not have to replace it. As we see, the Pasuk says, Lashem Ha'aretz Umlaya, which is in Tilim Chaf Dalet. If a person says, Bayis Zeh Karban, or Shor Zeh Li'ayla, if the Shor dies, he's not Chayev. But if he says, Shor Alayla Karban, for me, that I'm a Chuyev, then he is Chayev. Since the Pasuk says a double Lashon of Shaleach Tishalach Esayim, I would think that a person is mechuyev to actively search out hills and mountains to find a kantzipor, to find a nest, and therefore to go and fulfill the mitzvah. Talmud Leimer, the Pasuk says, ki yikare, not that you have to go actively search it out, but if you happen upon it, if you just happen to cross a nest, then you're mechuyev. That tells us that you're only mechuyev in the mitzvah of Shiluach HaKan if you happen to come across a nest with a mother on top of baby chicks. From the word of Bechal Ha'etz, we learn that the mitzvah doesn't only apply to a nest found on the ground, but even if it's found in a tree as well. Finally, where do we have a remez in the Torah for Haman, as in the story of Purim? It says by Adam and Chava, Hamin Ha'etz, and Hamin is written without a yud, to tell us that Haman will be destined to hang from a tree. How do we know Esther min HaTorah? Since the Pasuk in Devarim Lamed Aleph says, V'anoichi Haster Aster, I will hide my face. I.e., in the time of Esther, it was a time of Hester Panim, it was a time of Tsaras, and therefore, that's how we see Esther min HaTorah. Daf Kuf Mem. Since the Pasuk says, Tikach Lach, we learn that the mitzvah only applies if you can eat them. But if they're Tame, and you can't eat them, there's no mitzvah of Shiluach HaKan. What if there is a Beged between the mother and the Beitzim? Are you then Mechuyev in Shiluach HaKan? Because really, the mother is not totally on top of the Beitzim, there's something in between, a Chatzitza, where it says, Teiku. The next Mishnah. If the mother bird was hovering over the nest, only if the feathers touch the nest are you mechuyev in Shiluach HaKan. And the mitzvah applies even if there is just one egg in the kan. But if the eggs are sterile, then there is no mitzvah. Gemara. Since it says Revetzes, which means hovering, and it says that in the Pasuk, if the wings just touch, the chiyev already exists. Daf Kuf Mem Aleph, the Mishnah. If a person sent away the mother, but then she returned, he must send her away again, even a few times, as the Pasuk says, Shaleach Tishalach, plural. If he took the children and put them back, and then the mother returned, then he's pater from doing the mitzvah again. Gemara. In fact, even for a mitzvah, you cannot take the mother away, i.e., for example, if one wants to use the birds from Mitzera. Why? Since the asay would not be deicha, the asay of the mitzvah of Shiluach HaKan. What's the Havamita that it is deicha? Gemara says, since Mar said that to keep Shalom Bayis, we're allowed to erase even the Shem Hashem by the Mei Saita. So here too, let the Asay be Deicha and Asay. Kamash Malan, in this case, we don't say that it's Deicha. The Mishnah. If someone was Iver and he took the mother anyway, Rabbi Yehuda says he gets Malkus and it's too late to do the mitzvah. The Chachamim say he can now, even now, he can send the mother and get no Malkus since it's a Lav Hanitak La Asay. The Mishnah says that the Klal is that any Lais Asay that has an Asay afterwards, there is no Malkus. Gemara, any brisa which wasn't taught in the yeshiva of Rabbi Chia or Rabbi Shaya, we suspect that it may not be accurate. By Karban Pesach it says, Leisaisiru mimenu ad baiker, followed by Ba'esh tisreifu, meaning you shouldn't leave over, but if you did leave over, Ba'esh tisreifu. This is equal to a lav hanitek la'asei. To do the mitzvah, even if the mother bird cannot fly, but if it walks a few steps away, then you're mekayim the mitzvah of Shiluach HaKan. Rabbi Yehuda says it must fly away in order for you to be mekayim the mitzvah. Finally, Rav said that the chiyav of Shiluach HaKan only applies after rive of an egg falls out. But a person is not kaina it in its chatzer until the entire egg falls from the animal. Daf Kuf Mem Beis, the Mishnah. A person is not allowed to take aim al banim, even if it's for the purpose of doing a mitzvah. For example, you need it to be metaher a mitzvah. So we see, but to fulfill an easy mitzvah, like Shiluach HaKan, the Torah says the reward is very big. L'man yitav lach varachta yamim, you'll have it good, and you'll have arichas yamim. Kal v'chomer, if a person does a larger mitzvah, it'll be l'man yitav lach, and it'll have arichas yomim. We know also the Mishnah in Pirkei Avos, Perek Beis, Pasuk Aleph, says, "Havi zahir b'mitzvah kala kibachamura she'ein ata yedea matan scharen shal mitzvahs." You should be just as careful in doing a small mitzvah as a large mitzvah, because one doesn't know what the reward is for any of the mitzvahs, large or small, how big or how small a mitzvah is. Gemara. Rabbi Yaakov says, any time the Torah writes the schar for a mitzvah, for example here, then tchias hameisim is tali in the mitzvah. Rabbi Yaakov saw a father say to his son, "Go up to the tower and take down the birds for me." The son goes up and does this. He shaleach es ha'em, and he takes the little birds. So now he was mekayim both kibud av ha'em and shiluach hakan as well. Both of these mitzvahs, in both instances, the Torah specifically says, arichas yamim is the reward. What happens? As he's coming down, he fell off the tower and he dies. So where is the toiva and where is the arichas yamim? Our answer is arichas yamim is not referring to arichas yamim in olam hazeh, but rather it's referring to arichas yamim in the olam ha'aruch, in the long world, i.e. in olam haba. The Gemara says, if a person thinks about doing an Avera, but he actually does not do the Avera, HaKadosh Baruch Hu holds nothing against him, because Machshava Ra Ein HaKadosh Baruch Hu Metzarfa L'maisa. The Gemara asks, how is it possible that this person who climbed the tower, that while he was returning from the mitzvah of Shiluach HaKan, and Kibud Av V'Aim for that matter, how is it possible that he died? Don't we say, Shluchei Mitzvah Ein HaNizakin? If a person is on his way to doing a mitzvah, he can't be hurt by it. My answer is he wasn't going to do the mitzvah. He did the mitzvah. He went and he did the mitzvah. But he was returning from the mitzvah. And shluchei mitzvah ein nizakin does not help when a person is returning. I, Rabbi Elazar, says that it helps both when a person goes as well as when a person returns. My answer is here, the latter was very weak. And therefore, since it's a makam of shchiyah hazeka, it's a time that there's a lot of a strong possibility someone will get hurt because it was a weak latter, then shluchei mitzvah ein nizakin does not apply. Finally, the Masechta ends with a Meimah from Rabbi Yosef, who says that if Acher, who did a lot of Averas, would have darshaned the Pasuk of the Man Yitav Lach, that Man Yitav Lach means not Olam Hazeh, but rather it means Arichas Yomim and Olam Haba, he never would have done Averas. What did he see that caused him to do the Averas? He saw someone who did the mitzvah of Kibud Av and Shiluach HaKan, this case, and right after he did these mitzvahs, he died. Therefore, when he saw that happen, he says, "What arichas yamim? What kind of arichas yamim?" And therefore, he didn't believe in it, and therefore, he was chayta. Others say the ma'aseh that he saw was he saw the tongue of Rabbi Chutzpah HaMeturgeman in a garbage can, and he said, "How could it be that the tongue that said so many words of Torah should lick the dust?" Therefore, when he saw that, he didn't believe in the Rabbi Nishleim, and he was over on many averus. But he didn't realize that really l'man yitav lach for arichas yamim is not referring to olam hazeh, but rather is referring to olam haba. Hadron Allah, Masechta Chulin.